this on face value, I don't think is going to come as that much of a surprise. Diners here in Western Australia are less concerned about eating out post-COVID than anywhere else in Australia. And I think we could possibly say, especially Victoria, although they've gone nuts because they can at the moment. And what's more, they say that personalised dining experiences and tailored offers, rather than health and safety measures, are what they look for in a venue. Well, at least that's according to research from Seven Rooms, that's a data-driven guest experience platforms. It is the Seven Rooms Restaurant Reckoning Australia Report, which is, believe it or not, the first in-depth research into the changing expectations of Australian diners in what's been described as the new era of hospitality. Here are some of the things they found. People living in WA are less concerned than any other state about dining out or going out for a drink over the next 3 months. In fact, 42% say they have no concerns whatsoever, and just 21% say they'll dine out less than before COVID-19. According to WA Diners, a venue's menu, that's 43% of them, is more important than a venue's health and safety procedures, at 31%. I guess because of health regulations, the fact that it's a food venue, maybe, and I'm only just supposing here, maybe we think, well, the health department and council health inspectors are keeping an eye on them anyway. 42% say a complimentary drink or a discount would encourage them to revisit, followed by receiving a tailored promotion or offer, that's at 35%, and a personalised menu and experience at 18%. We're joined on the program by Paul Adida, who's Seven Rooms General Manager. Paul, thank you very much for joining us and welcome to Perth Tonight.
Thanks very much for having me, Chris.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, essentially what you found is that we're basically completely chilled out when it comes to dining. Arguably, we're probably pretty close to and certainly well on the way to feeling as comfortable about it now as we did pre-COVID.
I think that that Perth and WA are the envy of the rest of Australia at the moment, definitely. So people are definitely feeling a lot more safe and secure over there. They're comfortable with going out to restaurants, experiencing restaurants, and the most important for them, is the experience they're going to have in the restaurant. Whereas, you know, over in New South Wales or Victoria, specifically Victoria, health and safety is number one for them. Outdoor dining, contact tracing, those are the real priorities for those diners.
Yeah, and I suppose because they're facing different issues, but also when you have a look at some of the factors that are talked about here, were you surprised? You go out and you do research and look, research, I guess, is a pragmatic thing. You say, well, okay, here's the question, let's go and find the answer. If you're doing research right, that's essentially what you're doing. Nonetheless, we all have preconceptions. Did you have any preconceptions going into this? And if you did anything come as a surprise?
I don't think that there was too much of a surprise. I think, the states like WA, potentially South Australia, Tasmania, they're already a lot more further along the process than the other states because of the outbreaks in those states. So, you know, Aussies want to get back into restaurants. They want to have good experiences. They want to be safe. And WA is a little bit further ahead than where we all want to be.
I think one of the issues that does come out of this is just how keen people are to return. We've even seen in a very small way an example of this in Melbourne just in the last 24 hours. People can go out and suddenly they want to go out. They've flocked to shops and all sorts of stuff like that. It really does show that whereas we're prepared to lock down, once we don't have to be locked down anymore, we do jump out of it. And I think probably that's also happened here in Western Australia as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's the mentality in the Aussie way, right? We want to get out. We want to support local business. We want to have great experiences. But at the same time, what this whole COVID experience has brought to us is that we want to have safety. We want to have security, technology driven, right? So we want to know that if the venue, if there is a problem in one of those restaurants or venues, they've got the systems in place to be able to handle it, both on the sanitisation side as well as the contact tracing side. And then after that, they want to have a great experience and they want to be looked after.
Did you find that we've changed in respect to anything? For example, do we have different expectations of restaurants than we once did?
Yeah, I think it's changed on both sides. So from the restaurant side, you know, that they've been not able to do the things that they love. And now when the guests are coming back in, they just want to give more love back to their guests. And on the diner side, I think they're looking at, okay, well, you know, maybe if I make that booking, I shouldn't cancel it. Or if I do need to cancel it, I better contact the restaurant because, you know, everybody's going through a tough time.
You mentioned just a while ago technology, and I note in the seven-room survey, technology wasn't a real biggie for a lot of people here in WA. Only about 8% believe that incorporating technology such as QR codes and contactless ordering and payment was important. And you note that was less than any other state. Do you think that's because arguably we're further along the post-COVID track than many other states?
Yeah, so the other states have had more time, they might have more time in lockdown and restrictions, and they're coming back. And, you know, in New South Wales and in Victoria, for example, there has to be a way to collect contact details to be able to trace back in case of an outbreak. And QR codes are a very simple and easy way to collect all that data. And, you know, people have been, the whole market has been sort of educated to know that, you know, that we want to order through contactless ordering. You know, we don't want to touch menus potentially in some places. You know, over in the eastern states, it's almost 20% more important than over to the western state.
And that's simply, once again, because people have had to do it in the eastern states for longer.
That's right, and it's regulation, right? So the restaurants have to provide that service to be able to get people into their restaurants.
What about the consumer expectation of restaurants? Has that changed? You mentioned that certainly the restaurant and the way they're relating to customers, they're very enthusiastic, obviously, to see them back, but they're also relating to them differently. Is that happening in the reverse, where customers are also relating to restaurants and perhaps arguably have different expectations, maybe even some concessions where restaurants are concerned that they didn't have previously?
Definitely. I think that, you know, if the experience is not, you know, 110% and it's 80%, you know, maybe they're not going to put that review up on the site that they would have put up because they were going out, you know, five times a week. Now they're only going out a couple of times a week. And, you know, I think that there's generally a lot more respect for that industry.
You talk about this being hospitality 2.0 at Seven Rooms, which suggests it's a new version of hospitality. Is it really, or are we just in a process where we're getting back to what we might call the original normal? Will we end up back where we started from, essentially?
I don't think it'll ever be exactly the same. I think, and I don't think that that's hospitality alone. I think that's just general business practice. Things have changed. The world has changed, but it's a good thing, and it's a good thing to embrace. And, you know, on the hospitality side, you know, the owners and operators, you know, they're resilient people. They'll find a way through. They'll change things, and they'll try to do things a lot better going into the future.
Regardless of where any hospitality venues are around the place, one of the great drivers is tourism. And at the moment, in all states, and certainly here in WA, where we still have a hard border, the only patrons are local people who are deciding to go out. The tourists from interstate or overseas are not there. Has that changed the way a lot of these venues operate? And are they going to be in a position where they're going to comfortably be able to cater for the tourists once they return? Because at the moment, business essentially is all local, isn't it?
Yeah, so a couple of things, but specifically for WA, I was speaking to a client of ours over in WA who has a negative impact on their business, as in more people from WA leave rather than come in. So this has actually been a positive for them, and revenue has been up for them over this time, which is quite interesting because that's a different story over on the eastern states. But what we know is that technology will play a big part in that, right? They're being able to have a good web presence so that when tourists are going to start coming back in, they can make their reservations, they can add themselves to the wait list, they can check restaurants and menus online, and they can be prepared for their trip so that the restaurants can then, you know, engage and look after them when they arrive.
Paul, there is one other thing I wanted to ask about this. How many restaurants have equipped themselves and are now arguably doing more stuff like Uber Eats than people coming in and dining?
I don't have the exact answers for you, and I hate to want to give you something that's not true. I think that a lot of businesses have sort of taken an inward look at their businesses and gone, okay, you know, it's not just dining in anymore. We need to have all the different avenues for people to be able to experience a restaurant, whether that's at home or delivery or those prepackaged menus or prepackaged meals. as well as dine-in. So I think that they're now looking at their business going holistically, we have to be able to offer everything for every single different kind of customer.
It makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you so much for talking to us on Perth Tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Paul Hadida is Seven Rooms General Manager. And what an amazing piece of research this is. We're learning something that we haven't learned before, but I do find it interesting that a lot about the hospitality industry is changing. In 12 months' time, it's going to be very interesting to sit back and look at the hospitality industry and say, how has it changed? And of the changes, what remains?